The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So we'll kick things off, though, with arguably the naughtiest subject on today's show. And whether it's okay to support the Lionesses. Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball. Is it? Is it okay?
I think it can be. It depends. So when England won the Euros in the last time, and that was a home Euros, I was living over in England. I was working with ESPN. I followed the team for the whole time I was there. You were really wrapped up in how excited everyone was to see them doing well. And they're a good group of players. You know, they're very socially conscious. They stand up for a lot of good things. I fully did back them and I supported them and I did get behind it.
But you were immersed in that culture, Kathy. You're immersed here now.
Now that I am back, and my dad was laughing at me so much last night at how viciously I was supporting Italy and how much I wanted them to win.
Really?
Yeah, well, they're also just a great story. Like, they didn't have a professional league until 3 or 4 years ago. They had such passion. You know, they have these great players like Girelli who have literally... they've worked all their lives in Italy and they've grown their careers in Italy despite the league not being what the league in England is like. Whereas the English players are all getting a bit flash now. They all have, they're getting money, they're getting brand deals, they're getting recognition in a way. And just the Italians are the underdog. They were the good, the feel good story. So, I mean, everyone can choose who they want to support, obviously. But I think there's always going to be a question whenever England start doing well in tournaments, how we feel about it from this side of the water.
But is it different compared to the men's team, I guess. That's what I'm getting at.
I
found myself willing them to victory last night.
See, I think people don't have the same sort of hang-ups around the women's team because maybe we haven't met each other as much in the past and there wasn't the same sort of vicious battles that there may have been in the past between the two sides. And I think that's why people find it a little bit different. But I would say if you would talk to the majority of people who watch women's football all the time, there would definitely still be that sort of feeling of, no, I want to see England lose.
Joe O'Shea is the editor of corkbio.ie. Joe, are you willing to admit that you support the Lionesses?
I actually did watch it last night, and it was the first ever time, and I didn't even know I was going to be talking to you today. It was the first ever time I watched an entire women's football match from start to finish, which is not, you know, maybe a terrible thing to say this day and age, but I actually just came across it, and I got really engrossed in it because the drama was incredible. You know, the skills are great. There's no doubting that. But the drama was fantastic. And actually, I did find myself kind of rooting for England because they went the goal down. And because the Italians were very Italian, they started time wasting. They started kicking the ball away.
Really did.
And what happened then was I kind of reverted like, to the old stereotypes in the way that I would. Now, if the England's men team are playing a Taliban 11, I'm shouting for the boys from Kabul, right? You better believe it. But it's just different with the women. And I don't know, it's very strange. And maybe it's something to do with the fact that there weren't very many women in the black and tans. I'm not 100% sure. It could be deep rooted in kind of his. But I have no problem with the England team, the women's England team doing well. In fact, I was kind of shouting for them.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to admit this to you now, Joe, but it's a very disquieting few days for me because I found myself cheering on Tipperary and an England team within a few days.
Yeah.
You know, really discombobulating. I guess there's been a more positive sentiment in Ireland around the England men's team as well over the last few years. I think slightly more so than
it
maybe,
definitely has changed.
You know, it has. Having said that, the further they progress in a tournament, the more I found myself reverting to type thing. And, in broad brushstrokes, I'm all for kind of, you know, shaking off the kind of the shackles of the past. But actually, I don't really want them to win anything.
Yeah. And I think as well, you have the other side that obviously the men's team stole the likes of Declan Rice from us, which is always going to make us feel a little bit sad. Whereas there's no comparison like that on the women's side. You know, there's none of those players that could have potentially played for Ireland or could have potentially, you know, had an Irish granny that we could have stolen along the way. So I think it's the characters involved. I think it's the fact that there hasn't been maybe as many competitive battles between the two sides over the years. And also the fact like they're not controversial in the way the men's players are sometimes. You know, the men's players go to World Cups and get themselves into trouble. It doesn't really happen.
Joe, do you think that's part of it?
It's more about the sport, though, isn't it? I mean, there's not the kind of toxic nationalism and aggression that you get to it. And I know I'm wandering into dangerous territory here, talking about gender and stuff like that and gender stereotypes. But you don't. It's just about the football, I think, with the women's game. It really is not. You know, you don't have that sort of like. That the aggressive fans, for instance. I've been to major tournaments and I've suffered. I've witnessed that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the fandom is more agreeable. It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And the English fandom is definitely more agreeable. I was watching the people in the stands. It's a real mix of young women.
I don't know if I hear the words to Sweet Caroline one more time. Yeah,
Sweet Caroline is one thing, though. But I know. I remember, and I like playing a football match as a kid, kind of with, and we were kind of lumped in with the English. I think it was the English speakers, basically, against the continental team on a holiday once. And in celebration, the English all kind of lined themselves out in the shape of an aeroplane and started doing the Dam Busters music towards the Germans. I'd find it hard to imagine a similar thing happening with the women's team.
You do get it. You definitely do get it. And I did see it, but it doesn't happen on the same sort of scale that you would get at a men's match, for sure.
Sean says, it's funny, as a proud Irishman who'd usually be delighted to see England getting beaten in any sport, to find yourself roaring at the TV in joy when the Lionesses got that winning goal last night. They're a great team doing great things for football and sport in general. There is, though, isn't there, an inherent hypocrisy when it comes to men's football that isn't evident with the women's, and I mean the support of English clubs. Like the same people who would spend, Kathleen, so much of their disposable income on their kind of premium sports package so they can watch all of those Premier League games, and then they buy the replica jerseys, and a couple of times a year they bring the kids off maybe to England, and then the exact same players they will curse and spit in their name when they see them put on an England shirt.
I know, but that's like the constant thing that we have with sport. We have it now with the British and Irish Lions being on. You know, if this was the Six Nations and some of the players that the Irish lads are lining alongside, and I would say rugby is probably a culture where we do it a lot more than we do it even in soccer, you would definitely have that sort of feeling of being completely hypocritical about it. But that's sport too, you know. A national side is very different to a club side. You don't have the options really to pick and choose based on nationality as to who you support for a club. Even if you're looking at like League of Ireland teams have players from all over the world, so you know.
The English are a credit cheaters, says one of our listeners.
They are.
That horrible dive from Beth Mead last night, if you can't beat them, cheat them. Blatant cheating to get over the line.
That was blatant cheating. That was, yeah, and I say that as an Arsenal fan as well, who quite likes Beth Mead.
Henry McKean has been out asking people on the street whether they are supporting the Lionesses.
No, I wouldn't want them to lose. A sport is a sport and let the best team win.
Would you support the Lionesses, or would you want to see someone else win?
Oh, definitely anyone else but the English.
Why? Is that because of the 800 years of hurt?
Yes. Anybody but the English.
So you would, you know, actively be supporting the other team?
Oh, 100%. No matter what sport it is, always the other team. Always. If it was Tiddlywinks, it'd be definitely anybody but the English.
Chess, anything?
Oh, yeah. Walk two flies running up the wall, the one's from England, the other's from Germany, I'd be supporting the Germans.
Always?
Always. Always will and always have.
And that's because of the history? And is it rivalry? Is it sport? Or is it everything?
It's just we're Irish or English. So, yeah, it's the rivalry. It's the hurt for years. So we might as well hurt them back for a change.
Would you support the Lionesses, the England ladies football team, in the final at Euro 2025?
Of course we would, yes. Because we like them. They're a good team. You know what I mean? I don't mind. They're English or Irish. It makes no difference. You know what I mean? We still support the English. Same thing.
So, I wouldn't not support them because they're English, you know.
So it depends. It's either going to be Germany or Spain that they're in the finals with. We'll find out later on tonight.
But if they're playing Germany, I'd like Germany to win.
Is it still a national sport to see England get to a final and then lose?
Well, it seems to be. They seem to get ahead of themselves before the final's over a lot of times, and they hype themselves up to such a degree that they seem to fail all the time in the finals.
Is it okay to support the Lionesses?
Certainly. I'm Verona Pentany. I'm the founder of the White Rose of Peace Walk, and on the 7th of September, this is our fourth year. And I believe that the world is going to be a better place if we collectively work together, nation to nation, community to community, and create a better world. We should support all teams.
You know the players, you see them playing every week and that on the telly stuff, you know what I mean? So A lot of us over here support the English teams.
And, you, and, you, know, Man United, so.
You know, if they win, if good luck to them.
So it's a bit hypocritical to support United but not support England as a country.
Yeah, we have to draw the line there now, you know, in fairness. In fairness, we have to have our own green. We're not the best team in the world, but we have to stick by them.
We have to stick by them is what that man had to say. John in Limerick has to say, Kieran, wait until they're in a penalty shootout in the final against the Germans and you'd be roaring on those Central Europeans. Why is it a bad thing that they big themselves up? Should they not be proud of their achievements? You know who we haven't mentioned, Joe, is the media. And I wonder to what extent that kind of rubs us up the wrong way, the coverage around the men's team compared to the Lionesses.
Oh, definitely. I mean, part of the joy that we've had in recent years with English men's football teams is them getting to the finals in the Euros last year and the time before, and, you know, getting that far and then losing. So what you love is when they get to a quarter final, they get to a semi final, going, great, this is going to be brilliant, this is going to be fantastic.
We don't want them hopeless. We like to see, to see their hopes dashed.
It's no fun. Yeah, it's no fun if they go out and, you know, they go out in the qualifier round. You know, you want them to go through to the final. You want them to be football's coming home and everybody going mad on Sky News and all that kind of stuff. That makes it all the more worthwhile. So, like, with the women's team, yeah, definitely. Germany to beat them on penalties in the final. Fantastic. That's the perfect end to the tournament.
Kathleen, can they go all the way?
England. I
watched the last two games and I mean both times they should have gone out really.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Spain against them in the final. They're obviously playing Germany this evening in the second semi-final, and I think if you look at this Spanish team, they're just so good. But that English team is basically all Arsenal and the Spanish team is basically all Barca, and Arsenal beat Barca in the Champions League final, which no one expected to happen. Now, I did say that England don't have the secret weapon that Arsenal did, which is Katie McCabe, who was obviously the game changer. But I do think it'll be Spain that win this. They're just so technically good at the moment. But a wounded England is a dangerous beast.
It is.
And everyone's going to be counting against them over the next couple of days until Sunday.
Yeah, you know what? We're only 14 minutes talking about this and Viva España is my attitude already. I've completely changed my tune at the prospect of it. Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball, Joe O'Shea, editor of CorkBio.ie. Joe and Kathleen, thanks a million. 087 1400 106. Are you cheering on the Lionesses ahead of that final, likely against Spain, Germany playing Spain tonight? And actually, I should have said right at the outset, the reason we're talking about this, the viewing figures were absolutely huge last night. I think it was kind of close on 300, shy of 300,000 on RTE, and then lots of other people would have watched it on ITV as well. So massive, massive viewing figures. There is a huge interest in this. And I wonder how many of those people here were cheering on the Lionesses.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.